What's up, all you good guys and gals? It's the Ted. Pat and I had a fun episode. It's been a while. It was fun to break some of the time away that we've had in between podcasts. We go into it a little bit. Both of us have been personally busy. But, you know, what is part of our busyness is our little beloved project here called Good Guys Coffee Company. It's really all about the coffee. Always has been. Always will be. Keep it real. But if you like Ted and Pat, well, this episode has a little bit of good stuff for you. And today we discuss as well coffee fads. Don't think of fads as a bad thing here. These are fun to try. I should think of an acronym for FAD, F-A-D. Fun, always, delicious. There we go. Fun, comma, always delicious. These are the fads we talk about today, including the very first one, which is called a Dal. Well, you got to listen to the podcast. We'll describe it. Talk to you soon. Much love. Keep on keeping on, my friends. Take care. Hello to all the good people of the good world. It's your hosts, your local hosts with the mosts, Ted and Pat.
Hey, everyone. It's been a while.
It has been a while, with appropriate reason, too. Life is busy, not just for Ted and Pat, but everybody out there. So you'll understand at least some of the life trials and tribulations. That's just par for the course of living, really, that Pat and I have been going through. Literally, we're late to starting this podcast only because I had car troubles and with my 2008 original love of my life that is failing me year after year as time marches on. And so there's just things like that that always pop up that get in the way. So I spent 4 hours at the mechanic shop thinking, man, I could use more coffee. That was my first thought. I kid you not. So here I got home, and that's what took me a few minutes, Pat. I was like, I need to make some coffee real quick.
Priorities.
Yeah, priorities. But no, I mean, that's not even the most of it. Pat, tell us about your move a little bit. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, my lease is up at the end of this month, and we've got a place, and it's actually going to be the simplest move I've ever done in my life. And I currently live in an apartment, I'm moving literally two floors up from where I live right now.
He's moving up.
It's an easy transition from where I am. It was not easy to find a place because not only is the housing market for buying difficult, as a lot of people have heard, but the renting market has also, to my surprise, has been absurdly competitive. It was just so hard to find a place. And our plan B was to basically move in an apartment if we have to. So we're staying in the building. So that's kind of what has been taking most of my time for the past.
You're so nonchalant about it. You're moving in with your girlfriend for the first time. Yep. I mean, huge things going on in Patrick's life. Huge things. I mean, this does disrupt our plan of buying a camper van and just traveling the U.S. together, because I don't think my wife is going to be down for that. And I don't think Christine is going to be down.
No, not at all.
But that's okay. I'll move on. I will. I'll find someone else someday to do it with me.
But also, I mean, summer's starting up. That's going now, and things are basically back open. So scheduling things with friends and family, things are picking up. So
things are picking up. A lot of you know who have followed along. I know that I'm now in the bartending profession once again after like 12 to 13 year hiatus. I did a short stint back then. And as soon as Memorial Day happened, I must have served 1,000 non-coffee drinks, if you know what I mean, in a single like shift. I mean, it's crazy. The world is picking up. We're happy about that. It's not that, you know, I'm claiming any triumphant we're out of this or anything like that. It's just realizing that the we've talked about it on air before. Our year as a company has been ups and downs, but I'll tell you what, we've picked up a lot of traction from the crowd that wishes to brew at home. And it's part of our talk today, in fact, about coffee fads and how people go through different forms of their coffee. Their ideas of coffee transform over time. You know, many people before the pandemic never brewed at home, not even once, which was a shock to my system to hear that. But, you know, that it was cool. It was cool to be a part of a lot of people's growth in that way.
It's definitely been, the past year and a half, it's like you said, I feel like it's changed people's as far as coffee goes, because that's the only thing we can really kind of talk about with this is,
we could talk about more.
Yeah, we can. That's for a different.
I don't know if you want to hear what I have to say.
But as far as coffee goes, just in the past year and a half, I feel like people have definitely focused more on at home brewing, which for us is good.
For us, it is good.
And what we're about to cover with coffee fads or trends, it I guess keeps people interested in brewing at home, which is also good. People like to, I feel like, kind of shun trends and fads because people.
Not me, man. I own 3 Yeezys. Not not pairs, just 3. You're right. I do shun from a lot of
A lot of people.
That's because I'm slow to market. Like I don't even know what's going on, but until it's over, not that I care.
But for producers like us, these are actually great things. So they keep people interested.
Can we talk about our own personal coffee fads for a minute? Because I go through, I don't even know if I'd call them, they're my own personal fads in that I know they're going to pass. Like I'll do iced coffee fads for myself. I'll do, lately I've been doing afternoon espresso every other day, just whenever I feel like it really. I'll go through my own phases like that, where I just like usher in something that's doing it for me for the time period. I don't care if it's going to be forever sort of thing. That's all I mean. So in that regard, I don't think any quote unquote fads are a bad thing at all. And that's what you're saying too.
What we're about to cover a good amount of fads here. I will say that I am guilty of a large percentage of these. But that's just because, I love coffee, but I enjoy drinking coffee in a variety of ways. They all
mix it up.
They all offer different, I see that each form offers a different taste of the coffee that you don't usually get in other forms. So
yeah,
that's kind of why I do it. I get bored with things pretty quickly, especially when it comes to food and beverage. So yep. I like to mix it up.
When we lived together, you wouldn't eat leftovers for more than a day.
Yeah, I would get sick of food. I'm just a person that likes to just try new things constantly.
Yeah, my style is more like I could cook a pot of chili for the week. That's what I would like to do. But again, my wife likes to switch it up too. So I'm happy about those things, but I'm more of a person of consistency. So even if I strike a fad for a while, it's for a while, I'll stick with things for a while until they just drop away. Yeah. So what do you have?
I'll get into it and I'll start with actually the most recent trends, which a lot of people probably heard. I will say maybe the people who are on the younger side probably heard. It's called the Dalgona whipped coffee, which was made, the reason why I say the whole age thing is because it was really made famous by the app TikTok and also Instagram. What this is, if for those who have been living under a rock or just aren't on social media,
me,
it's whipped. You actually, I think, have heard of this because your wife is on both.
I'm telling you. Go ahead.
She brought it up actually to us when it was hot to see if we could do it. But I'll explain why we won't do it.
Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis, your wife said this when it was
hot. I gotta
hot.
Listen more. Tell me. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to you though first. Tell me about Dalgona coffee.
Dalgona whipped coffee is basically like a whipped cream coffee, but it uses instant coffee, sugar, and water. And you basically whip it all up into like a whipped cream, and then you pop it on top of milk. And the reason why it was so popular was because, well, one, it's aesthetically pleasing. But two, it's super easy to make. And it only involves 3 or 4 ingredients.
It looks like a light brown and frothy whipped cream.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So in reference to what I was saying with your wife bringing this up, is she, I mean, I remember she came, she brought it up when we were all together in the height of this fad, which was only a couple months ago. It was, I think, during the summer, or I'm sorry, during the winter. And she asked what if we should try it and like maybe post something about it. And I told her, I said, I would never do this one. I've never tried this one. I don't have any intentions of doing it. And it's purely on the fact that I do not touch instant coffee. And that's you cannot use regular coffee grounds for this because for those who don't know what instant coffee is, it's like cocoa, hot cocoa. You mixed it with water and it just kind of
blends together. It dissolves.
I actually kind of searched to see what actually instant coffee is. And it really is, it's coffee grounds that have had the flavor and the aroma extracted out of it. Usually they say by using like high pressure, water pressure. Mm-hmm. And it becomes like a coffee concentrate. And then they take the coffee concentrate and they basically freeze dry it. And when they freeze dry it, it forms tiny little crystals, freeze dried crystals. So when you mix those, that's what you see in the containers that they sell in the food stores. And when you mix those crystals with water and you just mix it with a spoon, it dissolves and becomes instant coffee.
It's more the type of coffee that they're using that
stays
away from the whole thing. I mean, that sounds like a cool process and all that, but it's usually done with the reject.
Yeah, it tends to be, for the most part, it's pretty poor quality coffee.
Yeah, yeah, you could
expect that. Because in that process, you're losing a lot of the flavor and the stuff that makes coffee good, in my eyes. There are some, I mean, there's a lot of negatives to instant coffee. In fact, I actually found some facts is that it has higher traces of acrylamide.
It's something you don't want,
which is actually the name of it isn't so important, but what that is it's a toxic chemical that releases when coffee is roasted. And that when that whole process of them extracting the aromas and flavors, it actually extracts that toxic chemical as well with it. So there's higher traces of that. They also say that there's just higher traces of chemicals in general, because once again, they're using poor quality coffee, which is most likely not, you know, organic or any of that.
I've yet to come across, there might be, I don't know, but the organic.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably search and find one.
But they're not going to take no company. I'm not going to take our best beans and do that to the beans, you know, just
right. I mean, it's a process. It's actually, they say it's actually pretty expensive to even do this, but your outcome is the reason why people do this is one, it's just easy to mix water and that in together, but also for the producer's standpoint, shelf life, those things can last years on the shelf. The negatives also, your positives from freshly brewed coffee, with the antioxidants, the caffeine, the taste, that is all severely depleted with instant coffee. In fact, it actually has almost 50% less caffeine than regular coffee.
Mainly the taste is my issue.
That's the reason Dalgona, why.
If you want a Dalgona, you're doing it because it's a sugar. It's a sugar.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a sugary. It's cool for like a Cool Whip, I guess, type of thing. Yeah. And it looked good. That was the big one recently.
Ted and Pat ain't going to judge you if you do a party and you do this thing. We don't care. We'd love to see it, to hear about it. It's not going to be an R recipe.
I actually know a recipe, which is better. It's actually very simple to do. I just came across it, I think even on Instagram or something like that. If you want to make a whipped coffee that's like this without the instant coffee, is
all right.
When you brew, so for instance, when you brew your coffee, instead of throwing it out, the coffee grounds, the wet, damp coffee grounds, mm-hmm. Take the coffee grounds and pour, there's a certain ratio, but you can look this up. Pour it with heavy cream or any type of milk that will whip, and let it soak for a day. So the grounds will soak into that cream, and then filter it out, and then whip it like you would to make homemade whipped cream. I mean, you add sugar if you want to, mm-hmm. and that'll make a coffee whipped cream. So it'll look just like this, and be, I don't know, better, I guess. You're not using instant coffee.
The Pat Bell Lion.
There's your way around that one.
Yeah, man, I like that idea. We have to try that. I'll do that.
Simple. And it, you're able to reuse your coffee grounds that have already been used.
So. Yeah, and Alexis is known to reuse coffee grounds for a multiple.
Yeah, there's other ways you can use coffee grounds. We can get that.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, we lost your video. We need to see you. How do we know you're not skipping out on work somewhere?
I don't know how that happened. All right, I'm back. On to the next one, which this is probably my favorite out of the fads, and I like to think that it's not a fad, or it's at least it's a fad that's here to stay.
Can I guess? And
I'm currently drinking this right now.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it a recipe or is it a brew method?
It's a brew method.
Is it nitro brew?
No, but that's close. We'll get to that. Is one of them, but that's okay. Not
all right though.
It's cold brew. And I mean, basically,
we've talked about it to people.
Yeah. These are the next couple ones are fads that have been around for a while. Cold brew, for those who don't know, we've briefly touched on this. It's just extremely coarse grind coffee that sits in room temperature cold water for, it's anywhere from 18 to 24 hours. And then you filter it out and drink it. And
easy.
It's super easy.
Summertime though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I got back. I do more of it now. In fact, I drink it almost every day in the summertime. And basically I keep losing.
That's okay.
You
got my face.
So basically the why people do cold brew, is you get a smoother and sweeter, coffee out of it. Because when you are not heating, the lack of heat basically prevents a lot of the solubles in regular coffee, it basically, by not heating up the coffee, it makes it smoother and the bitterness isn't as much there. And it has a lower acidity. Which for people who, you know, suffer from acid reflux or just stomach issues in general from coffee, it actually is a easier on the stomach form.
Yeah. I'm going to do this soon. I've said it on air. I'll remind people those with a French press literally can just set themselves up in the morning for the next morning. If they put in, you know, full French press with the appropriate amount of coarse beans, which you do with a French press anyway, fill with water, put it in the fridge, saran wrap or a plate over it, just because you can't plunge it is what I'm going to tell you all. So you plunge it the next day and then you've got your cold brew, just like that.
It's perfect. It's literally perfect for summertime. It also has a stronger taste as well. And they say it has a little bit higher percentage of caffeine.
It's sitting there for 24 hours. You know, regular French press has 4 minutes. So I mean, it's a different method. And
I always loved, before I even got into cold brew stuff, I've always loved just iced coffee. I still do, but it's such a different flavor from iced coffee. I found it's such a different flavor from iced coffee to cold brew. So, you know, it's a teach their own, but it's a big one. The next one, which you actually thought I was drinking, was nitro coffees, which, I mean, this is one that if you go into any big coffee chain now, they're all doing it. Everyone does nitro coffees. And what that is it's basically how it sounds is, it's cold brew coffee. Usually you can do it with iced coffee, but not many places do that because the sweetness in that cold brew actually works. It pairs perfectly when they infuse it with nitrogen gas and it just makes it even more. It's more of a dessert how I find it.
Looks like a little powder keg inside of your
fridge. Yep. I actually, so a lot of places, coffee shops and, like I said, the corporate, they now have them in their places, and they're basically using kegerators. You'll see them on tap. Those are all nitro coffees. I have an at-home one, which you can actually buy from Amazon. And it looks like a little mini keg, and there's little cartridges that you can buy also on Amazon, which are fairly cheap. It's just nitrous cartridges. It's like a mini keg basically for coffee. And it looks like when it comes out, it looks like a Guinness, because Guinness is, you know, it has nitrogen gas in Guinness. But basically what the main thing of that is it's like the mouthfeel is different because nitrogen is like tiny bubbles, and it gives it a it's like a creaminess and like a satiny feel in the mouth.
Satin. Yeah. I don't like it personally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for everyone. I mean, they mix it with milks and stuff. I actually love it by itself just because it's naturally just sweet.
He's a purist.
Yeah. The next one is actually also what I'm drinking in this is the oat milk espresso drinks, or just non-dairy milks in general with coffees. I mean, this one, if you go to the store, any place, I say in the past year, this one really exploded was the oat milk lattes, the oat milk nitro cold brew, stuff like that. I mean, anything, packaged coffees are all oat milk, everything. And I mean, milk in general, the reason why since coffee has been a thing, milk, the reason why you mix milk with coffee is to cut the bitterness of coffee. That's usually why they do it. Why anyone does it. But with oat milk and non-dairy,
bad coffee out there.
Right. And that's, I actually think that's what it does come down to, is you're cutting. I mean, if you have good coffee, I mean, call us purists or snobs, or if you're having good coffee, you probably don't need milk of any sort. I like to put it in because it makes it like a treat for me. I don't drink milk with my coffee all the time. I actually prefer it black. But it does make it like I see it as a dessert when you mix milk.
Yeah. If it's after dinner, that's a particularly nice time. I don't even have it, you know, but you do, you got the oat milk.
Mm-hmm. I got into, I would say this is a fad that I highly got into, and I never gave oat milk a try, but I like it just because it's naturally sweet. I just find that the non-dairy milks in general, are one better for you, but two, they're easier on the stomach.
But like almond milk, you might agree, doesn't do the same trick in coffee.
No. Well, the other reason why I say, well, oat milk is a big one is because it actually has the creaminess that I don't see that you find in almond milks or stuff like the other nut milks per se. Coconut milk is creamy, but the issue with coconut milk is the flavor can be overpowering.
Yeah. It has its own taste. Yeah,
Oat milk is a lot more subtle of a flavor.
I'll try that out soon.
Yeah. I mean, I recommend oat milk if you like the creaminess of a milk, and
probably lasts a little longer than milk, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Right. I mean, the main reason why these non-dairy milks, well, another big reason these non-dairy milks have become a big thing, is lactose intolerance. A lot of people on that, vegan lifestyles, it prevents, inflammation, hormones, antibiotics that you find, with dairy milk. And then ethical issues. So that's just kind of our generation coming up. We're a lot more into the whole sustainability and just like looking at, you know, we're more interested in what we put into our bodies now.
Yeah. That's why we do only organic coffee. It's the same.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Likewise, I've probably had one glass of milk in the last 10 years. And the first 20 years of my existence, I probably had 1,000 glasses of milk a year, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, you and I grew up on milk. I mean, I remember
for a very small period of time when we lived together, we did still buy milk. Uh-huh.
I remember that actually. Now
and then
I took a lot of it. I stopped, and I probably wasn't drinking milk. I don't know, maybe one or two glasses a year.
Yeah. You know what the problem was at Widener where we went? They had milk on tap. You know what I mean? And we were just all us people in the gym, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go over this. You just think you're absorbing the protein out of milk. So you end up
drinking extra calcium. Then we realize there's other ways to get all that stuff.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, I recently weighed myself, not because I was actually weighing a package I needed to ship. So I like, so I needed to weigh my, I haven't weighed myself. Right. In and I'm over 50 pounds lighter from college. And I don't, it's not a big difference. I don't feel any, I'm just like, wow, I guess that's what happens when you don't drink as much milk, eat as much poop food. Don't drink nearly as much. You know, I'm not exactly like running or anything on a regular schedule, although I keep active, but I was like, man, all these, I believe milk to be one of those things. Like dairy to, it's like anything, true moderation can be just fine. Not arguing against that. And that's why we started talking about this. Yeah, but milk goes bad fast. Unless you buy the little one, you can get away with it, but you're not going to be able to play the moderation game with a gallon of milk to yourself. It's going to go bad. It just doesn't make sense. So yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. It comes in the system. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still next one.
less cheese than ever in my life, but still a little cheese.
Yeah, cheese is the hardest one I find out of the dairy group. That's
everybody says
hard
that.
To get off with.
True. True.
The next one, and this topic, I always think of your wife because she really was into this.
How dare
ago.
You think of
in fact I think this was how I saw her drink more of this more coffee this way than I did actually see her drink coffee.
How did she do it?
She's definitely she drinks more coffee now than she did, but I remember when you first were with her she rarely drank coffee.
Right, she's up to about 8 ounces jitters. She does about 7-8 ounces a day now,
which is a lot more than what she used to do, but this one is coffee cocktails. And and it's basically just mixing coffee or espresso with spirits, or even beers have become a big thing. Pabst Blue Ribbon actually is one of the big ones. They have it was one of the first ones I saw that actually has a cold brew beer, which I actually tried, and it was just like drinking kind of like a milkshake. It was kind of disgusting, but to each their own. Also with the spirits, before I get into like the actual craft cocktails, you'll see companies like, for instance, Jameson now has a bottle. It's Jameson whiskey mixed with cold brew. And a lot of these whiskey, I'm sure there's other types of spirits out there that are mixing cold brew with their liquor. So
yeah, Jameson's the traditional brand name in Irish coffee. So they kind of already have that playing for them.
It coincides. The flavors very coincide with whiskey and a cold brew.
We've done it a few times.
I've yet to try that, but I mean, I'm talking about the actual mixture that they make. But yes, I've done Irish coffees. Irish coffees is actually another example, and that's been around forever. But also, this is the big one that I feel like with this that has become. It's always been around, but I feel like this has made a big resurgence in the past year or so. Is espresso martinis. And this is the one that reminds me of your wife. My girlfriend drinks them all the time. And this reminds me of, we were at this wedding this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing wedding. It was a mutual friend of Ted and I's. At the reception at late night where they bring out the desserts, they had a espresso bar basically set up at the wedding. It actually was pretty good espresso. I had an espresso drink there.
You want to know why I missed the espresso? Because I went for seconds up at the ice cream bar and I went back to
their dessert spread at this wedding was insane. I've never seen a bigger dessert spread in my life at a wedding. It was
congrats to the Bows.
It was everyone. But how I even knew that they had an espresso bar there, because it was in a different room from the actual ceremony, is because I saw people with espresso martinis, and I asked them, I said, how did you get espresso? It's an open bar, but they don't have drinks. They said, you have to get your espresso shot at the espresso station, bring it over and they'll mix it for you at the bar. And I turn around and I saw a dozen, most of them were women, but there's a couple of guys who indulged as well, who were drinking these espresso martinis. And I was like, this has become a thing now.
Yo, all right. So do you know how they made them? Do they do cocoa powder?
I didn't look at actually how they were doing it.
Gotcha. Well, but the way we would do it in-house is I would make a real espresso shot, vodka, and cocoa powder.
Right.
I'm pretty, you know, a little bit of coconut milk too is what my wife would do. And yeah, it does. It tastes pretty good. It's different than when you go to a bar. I mean, chances are they don't have an espresso machine. They're going to give you a coffee liqueur. And so it's a different thing entirely, but those are good too. Just, you know, us, like, back to the purist thing. It's like, well, I would like a real espresso shot if I can.
I don't even like martinis per se, but I actually really enjoy espresso martinis. I just enjoy
the taste of it. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I would do, Bailey's is on with that. You could do Bailey's in there too, actually. Right. Just a touch. It's fine. Or Kahlua. Yeah. Kahlua is often paired with vodka and coffee drinks. And
stuff. It's a great pairing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This next one actually is a very interesting one. I've actually tried this recently. I had a free sample of it somewhere. It is mushroom coffee. And what it is, you've probably unknowingly have seen these around. They've popped up in the past couple of years. And it's just a mixture of coffee grinds and dry powdered mushrooms. And they use various types of mushrooms. There's a couple reishis, chagas, and then the one that I've always seen is lion's mane. And in fact, the lion's mane is the one that I actually tried. And the reason why it's become a thing is mostly from what they say. Well, besides having the mushrooms in there, which provide you with extra antioxidants and extra fiber and vitamins that mushrooms tend to give you, the main focus of it is that by mixing the mushrooms in the coffee grinds, it actually coincides or counteracts the effects, the negative effects of caffeine. So jitters and crashing, it actually assists with that. I tried it. I didn't try it just for the jitter crash part. I just wanted to see what it tasted like. And for the most part, it actually just tastes like regular coffee. I found that it had a little slightly different aftertaste, but I wouldn't have known if someone served it to me.
That's for everyone's knowledge. That's coming a lot. That's a lot coming from Pat, because he hates mushrooms.
I hate mushrooms. Hate mushrooms
with a passion. So take that. Take what he's saying.
When it comes to coffee, I'll try it.
I'm surprised you even tried it, quite honestly. But if even you're saying that it's decent, well,
yeah, I mean, give it a try is what I say.
I've heard about this caffeine counteraction. Of course, if you don't, you know, the other answer to having less caffeine is simply drink less coffee, or not my style. You could water down your coffee too, but I don't like that. Another way to do less caffeine, quick note, a quick dump of hot water over the beans, like a light watering of the beans, and toss that out. So it kind of extracts that initial caffeine extraction from the water, and then you dump that out, and then you make your standard brew.
And then this will tie in. I only got two more here. This mushroom coffee blend actually ties into this is probably the newest trend, and not many people probably heard of it yet, because it's this year is when it's really come out, is CBD infused coffee.
Yep.
Which it's been around for a couple of years, but it's really starting to take off recently, and you'll probably start to see and hear more about this. It's just essentially CBD oil mixed with coffee, and CBD oil is cannabidiol, I think is actually how it's pronounced. Cannabidiol is the scientific name for this. It's a non psychoactive compound that's derived from the cannabis plant. And you've seen CBD oils and stuff now all over the place with health products and stuff like that. So it's gotten into coffee. And it basically works the same reason why, how they're mixing mushrooms with coffee, is it counteracts the negative effects of caffeine. It seems as if that CBD infused coffee actually seems to be, more potent as far as the, counteracting the effects of caffeine, because it has to do with the molecular structure. It basically slows down the absorption rate of caffeine through your liver. So it actually not only does it counteract the affects like anxiousness and heart rate and the jitters, but it actually prolongs the effects of caffeine. So the positive effects of caffeine. So your alertness.
This is one I'd like to try.
I browsed the bit to see if people are selling it, which they are. It's kind of expensive right now to get CBD infused coffee, but that's because it's a new trend. So I see the price going down and probably getting easier to purchase in the future.
Cool, man.
But yeah, it's something that I'd be willing to try. It's the negatives of coffee, it kind of assists with. Also helps with like inflammation and stuff like that.
All right. Cool. Well, that's cool. I'm down to do that one with you. Save that one for us together.
And then the last one here, you've seen this, is it's called ready to drink coffee. It's or known as RTD beverages. And that just simply is packaged or canned coffee that would otherwise be mixed or prepared on your own. So they've just canned it. So you see this everywhere now, food stores, coffee shops, everyone's canning cold brew coffee, nitro cold brew coffees are all being, and flavored coffees are all being canned. And that's basically because, I didn't realize this, but they're saying that, it's the fastest, these RTD beverages are the fastest growing non-alcoholic beverage categories now. In fact, they think by the end of this year, 2021, canned RTD beverages, canned coffee will overtake soda sales this year.
Wow.
Just because this is a, our generation, once again, is coming up. It's better for health and because it's a healthier, instead of picking up a can of soda, you're picking up a can of coffee, which I'm not going to say replace either or, but it's a healthier choice to drink canned coffee as opposed to canned soda.
Yeah. Watch your labels. Your people.
Right. Yeah. Look, I mean, these things can get you too. If you pick up some of these flavored canned coffees, look at the label because they're riddled with sugars and chemicals, stuff like that. There's a couple of big companies out there that have cleaner canned coffees. So just check the labels.
Yeah, it's like anything that has a long storage or any storage life at all. It's the major difference that we consider our coffee to be kind of, I'll use the word superior in this one regard. All right. And I mean it in a technical sense of being fresher, you know. So we do things as a company, you and me, dude, that we try it. I don't even know if this would be in our wheelhouse to ever even want to enter the canned game where you got to start adding things to make it last longer, what have you. It's just not for me exactly. I don't know, you know, but I'm not judging anyone who does. It's just a matter of like, if you pick up, you ever hear the trick of shopping healthy in a grocery store, you just kind of stick to the perimeter, you know, because if you go down all the aisles, that's all stuff that can last for years. And You make trade-offs for health purposes when you start going down that route. I'm interested. I have to check these out on my own though. I wonder.
Yeah, there are some ones I've actually seen that are literally just coffee in them. I've actually had a couple. I've tried the flavored ones as well, but they're good. Their main reason why they've become so big, not only are they just quick options for grab and go for consumers, but for the producers themselves, like you actually just touched base on, is a longer shelf life. Yeah. And that's why these places have all really put a lot of money into selling these. You just got to look, you can find some really just pure coffee ones. And the way they're preserved is they're just, it's like any canned item usually is they're pressurized, which helps them last longer. But that is your fads. I mean, there's plenty of other ones that we get into later, but these are the big ones.
Yeah, there's some core ones to work with. Let us know if anyone tastes any of them or has some new ones in mind. That'd be very great to hear. I'll tell you, aside from my little fads of timing and how I'm doing it, I also lately, if I could think of it in advance well enough by an hour, I'll make espresso, put it in the freezer, and then in that about an hour, I'll pour it over ice and I just have an iced espresso shot. And I could drink that for a whole hour. Yeah, even though it's just a little shot. Like, you know, you can always make up your own recipes. We encourage that. We encourage some experimentation.
Yeah, please do. Let us know. Any of these.
These sound like some cool, easy ways to experiment with something new, with something old. And hey, let us know if you have any success stories on that. I'm going to have to contact Jen and ask her what she can do with some beans, some I wonder if she has any. Probably. Mm-hmm. So everyone, thanks a lot. Thanks for sticking with us. We know it's been a while since our last podcast, of course, mm-hmm. but thank you for the patience. Hey, we'll put something together soon.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we'll keep it consistent.
All right, everyone. Change is always underway with us. We really enjoy yourselves and our company, and here we are together. So thank you. Peace.
See you guys.
See you, Pat.
See you, Ted.